Hey everyone, it's Morgan, the owner of Lash Alliance.
And I'm Annie, the lead brand ambassador here at Lash Alliance.
Today we're going to be talking about haters. This is something I wanted to talk about for a while, and I think we are in an industry where it's getting to the point, though, I think it's like half and half.
Yeah.
It used to be very catty and just not very supportive, and there were
competitive
and just not women for women, you know, like type of say.
Yeah.
And within the last couple of years, it's really changed, and it's changed for the better.
Women supporting women.
Babes supporting babes. So, because of people like us, and then, you know, big known people in the lash industry, big known
brands. I think
it's
getting a lot more popular to be, like, all about women and, like, women empowerment and women supporting women and stuff like that. But there is a few people out there.
There's still, unfortunately, yes. And I see it in groups. I mean, it is sad. We've been through certain situations as well because we were a lash studio in our area that did blow up, and we blew up pretty quick. So because of that and our lash studio being so successful, it has caught attention and eyes from certain people.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of support, more support than negative. But of course, with that being said, there has been some negativity.
And I feel like if you got some haters, that just says how, like, you're successful.
Honestly, if you have one or two people that are haters on you, don't necessarily, even though it sucks, it really does suck.
We all want everybody to like us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's not possible. Not everybody in your life is going to like you.
Yeah. You can be, what is it, that quote, the sweetest peach, but there's going to be people that don't like peaches. And
period.
Yeah. So if you have, like, a hater out there, and especially because it is so common in the beauty industry to be catty and stuff, we really just want to bring awareness of it not letting, like, bring you down.
Or bring out the worst in you.
Yeah, or make you turn and you be catty because people are being like that to you.
Which is their goal, you know. They want to tear you down.
Right. Yeah, and I see just posts in the lash groups. You know, I meet girls that used to work at salons that were really hateful and really bad. And I'll see posts in our groups on Facebook that just different situations of, you know, lash artists really knocking other lash artists and, you know, really just tearing one another down.
Yeah.
And I think the reason, too, why I really wanted to do this podcast, you know, like I said, we gained a lot of eyes when we opened, and, you know, we blew up pretty quickly, and that did attract some, you know, not nice comments necessarily because of how quick we did blow up and how good we have done. And here recently, we actually got our Instagram account. We had to create a new Instagram.
Yeah, 4 years.
4 years. And
4,000 followers.
Yeah. And, you know, and for us, like, with our studio, like, it being a salon in Oklahoma, like, that was, like, a lot of followers.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had someone that reported something that went against the Instagram rules that I had no idea.
Yeah, I mean, you could report something that's a lie over and over and over again, and they're going to...
And they took it down, and, you know, it got our account taken down, and I'm not able to recover it, so I had to create a new one. But I ended up finding out who it was, and it's basically a competitor. And, you know, it kind of just made me laugh in a way when I found out, because the fact that someone that's our competition is that obsessed with us and that constantly watching, like, eyes on us, watching what we're doing, just kind of blows my mind. Because, and that's what haters do. They can be envy of you. Their eyes are on you constantly. They're watching from
afar. And
truthfully,
it's really not a competition.
No.
With this person, at least.
No.
Like,
well,
you know, yeah. I mean, if somebody is, I don't think it's a competition at all. But if somebody is doing things like that and trying to, like, paint you in such a bad light and trying to come after you and get your Instagram taken down and commenting mean stuff on them, like, they're threatened by you. You know what I mean? And, like, at the end of the day, good thing, but bad thing, because you don't obviously you don't want people to be hating on you, but
for sure
it happens.
And it's sad that people are like that. And my biggest piece of advice is kill them with kindness. I know not everyone agrees with that, and there's a lot of people that are like, oh, you're gonna do this to me, I'm gonna, you know, come back 10 times harder with revenge. But
kind of what makes you want to,
but it does. But I will say, I'm really big on, I know the kind of person I am at the end of the day, and
it's not worth it. Your breath.
It's not, because I believe in karma.
Same.
And I believe that karma comes around for those people that are not good people. And I believe that if you do everything in your heart with just true intent and with passion and with good grace, that good things will come back to you. And
if somebody's spending their time trying to be so negative towards you, and you put the same energy back into that, that just says as much about you as it does about them.
Yeah.
Because, like, yeah, of course you want to defend yourself. But if you think back to, am I a good person? Am I good at what I do? Do I make people happy? Blah, 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 blah. Like, you don't have to.
Yeah,
you
let
don't
that
have
fill
to
your
defend
cup.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Because you have amazing clients and coworkers and people around you that trust you and
yeah,
stuff like that, because at the end of the day, that one comment or that one
right
action that somebody did, it's right not a reflection of who you are.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be.
Yeah, because you're going to have 10 people that support you, and you're going to have one that does not support you. And you can't let that one person bring you down, because they see you and they see how many people support you and how good you're doing. And instead of them looking up to you as a mentor or someone that could give them good advice,
yeah,
they want to be where you're at, but they don't want to do the steps to get there. So they immediately go to envy and hate and just really, like, toxic energy and bad vibes. And
I can't imagine putting energy into anything like that.
No, I can't either. And it's sad that we have people like that in our industry. Like, it does. Because I care about this industry so much. But I will say, I always know that the good outweighs the bad. And the people like us, and that's like LashCon, for example, you know, that's coming up. And that's why I've been such a big supporter of LashCon. We've done a podcast literally just on LashCon. I love it so much, because when you go to LashCon, no one is like that. No one is like hating on one another. Like, everyone is that's there is
so
supportive.
Had somebody hit us up,
yes,
to like hang out when we're
to
there.
Hang out.
And that's
yeah
like, I don't even know
that's
how far
so
away California
awesome
is in miles, but you know, miles and miles away. So
I mean, it's like probably like 48 hours, or I don't even know. We're flying,
we're
so it's like a
we're not geography
2 hour
girls
flight. Yeah,
relax.
Like, they're way over here. We're in like the middle of the country.
But
they're
yeah,
at the end.
I haven't been to LashCon. It's my first. It'll be my first year going.
Yes, Annie's coming this
yay
year. So.
But I'm very excited because what you and Bridget have talked about. The camaraderie, basically,
yeah,
like, people are all there for each other and for themselves, you know what I mean? Like, very,
yeah,
very loving environment.
Yeah, people don't go to LashCon when they don't want to see other people do good. Like,
right,
people are going there all on the same page. All, it's really, you know, women supporting women and
wanting to learn more.
Wanting to learn from each other. And that's the thing, it's like, you should want to learn from those people that are doing better than you. If someone's,
yeah,
like, I see she owns 5 salons, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, tell me how.
Yeah.
Like, you are literally so awesome, you know? Like, I look up to that person, and because having one is, like, so much work, so I can only imagine, you know? So if someone's doing more than me, I don't envy them. I think it's amazing.
Yeah, and it's one thing to be jealous and envious, and because I think jealousy is, like, you want something that somebody else has,
mm-hmm,
but envy is like you want to be like them. I don't know what the difference, I know there is a difference,
oh,
but basically I'm saying is you can want something that somebody else
yeah
has,
right,
and do it with the best intention, because like
yeah
let's say Morgan has something I want and I don't have,
like owning a salon,
exactly,
or something.
I instead of sucks, I hate her, da, 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 da. Like, instead of like leaving a bad review or like trying to talk crap on her and all this stuff, maybe befriend that person, learn from them,
learn from
talk
them
to them,
yeah,
see what you're doing. You could be doing something wrong. Right. I mean, you also don't have to be doing anything wrong, but I feel like once you put that hate in your heart to, like, tear other people down,
that's it's just a lot to carry.
You're not going anywhere.
Yeah, that is a lot to carry. I've never understood how people can carry that kind of weight of hate on their shoulders and on their heart, because I know I couldn't. Like, I could not go to bed every night and lay my head down on my pillow and just be like, I'm going to sleep so good. Like,
I'm going to do all this stuff online before I go to bed.
I don't get it. It's so much easier to support one another, and so much easier to be there for each other and learn from another and be kind, because that's how you're going to grow. If you want to be where this person is, you guys can literally bounce ideas off each other and learn from one another. And that's what LashCon is, and that's why I love it so much. But you can take things from each other, and that is what makes you a better lash artist or a better business owner, a better salon owner.
Right.
And if you're hating on someone and that's all you're doing and you're constantly worrying,
what are you doing for yourself?
What are you doing for yourself? What are you doing for your business?
Yeah.
Because if you took that time and that energy that you put hating on this person and this business
into yourself
and your business, you would probably be where that person is.
Yeah.
But instead, you're using all this time and energy to be hateful.
I wonder if it's like a defense mechanism thing. Like, they're scared that they can't have those things.
Or they don't want to work for it.
Or they don't know what to do once they got it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But don't be that person.
And, I mean, I think our biggest thing, and that's kind of why I wanted to talk about, just because, like, what we've gone through as a team up here with, like, our Instagram being taken down and then just the couple of haters we have had. And, like I said, we have so many more supporters, and that's what keeps us going. You know, just like in our other podcast, we were talking about our Google reviews. We have, like, 370 five-star Google reviews and, like, 3 one-star. You know, like, there's going to be those people out there that, you know, just don't like you, and that's fine, but... don't let it tear you down.
Yeah. I mean, because if you do, then you are going to go down.
You will. Yeah.
And
you will.
If you have a hater or somebody who's trying to cause this destruction and negativity in your life, don't address it.
Don't.
Like, just attach yourself to people who actually care about you and who are supportive of you, mm-hmm. because that will counteract that negativity so fast.
Yeah, you have to block it out. I mean, if it's someone too that follows you on your Instagram,
block them
because they're trying to keep tabs on you, but you know they are not good. You need to remove them. Remove yourself from that situation, because you don't want to have anything to do with them if they're going to be hateful and ugly towards you.
No.
Yeah. So I think that's the biggest thing. It just comes down to your mindset. It's very easy to let it get to you, but you really have to not let it get to you. And I know it's a lot easier said than done, but biggest thing is having a group of people that do support you and lean on them during those times.
And think before you act. Because
for sure,
if it's on the internet, somebody can screenshot that so quick.
It's there forever if it's on the internet. You cannot. Yeah, someone can screenshot that
Instagram page.
But you know, and that's a thing. When that, and I found out, you know, a competitor did that. I didn't let it tear me down, because at the end of the day, like I said, we are still booked and busy as ever. Because our Instagram got taken down, we created a new one. You know, we're not letting that affect us. If anything, it motivates me even more, and it makes me put even more time and energy into my business. And it just makes me focus on those people that are good to me and those people that, you know, have always been there for me and us.
It's not about Instagram. It's about the people. It's about the connections.
Yeah.
It's about the clients.
Yeah. So it's common in this industry to have haters and to have girls that can be mean, and really just don't let it get you down. And if you're listening to this, you probably have someone, or maybe another lash artist.
Maybe you are a hater.
Hopefully not.
Being a hater. No, I'm just kidding.
But you probably have someone in the industry that maybe is not being very nice to you, or has made comments about you, or, you know, maybe it's the lash artist down the street, and, you know, you see it as more as let's be friends, let's connect, but then they see it the total opposite, you know? And if they're like that and you're like us, you want to connect with other women and stuff, just the only thing you can do is just not associate yourself with them, because if they don't want that, you know, then they don't want that. Just leave them be. And if it does get to where someone's making comments about you, block them. block them and don't associate with them, and just at the end of the day, always do good and put good back into our industry, because that's what we need. We need people like us and people, yeah, that attend LashCon that are really believing in one another, and we need that. We need more people like that, so then it really puts those haters out of sight, out of mind. We need lash besties. Yeah, I know. We need more in Oklahoma.
All of you guys moved to Oklahoma.
We're just such a small state, you know. Yeah. There's not many of us, so
not a lot of lash girls.
Yeah. So, anything else you think you
know? I don't know. I think not a lot of things.
I think it's just really just
be positive.
Be positive.
Have a good outlook, because the second you let somebody else's opinions and ideas get in the way of yours, then you're going to be downhill from there.
Yeah.
So you have to really just, like, take it with a grain of salt, and then...
Not everyone's going to like you, yeah. And that's okay. Yeah. Like I said, you can be the sweetest peach ever, and there's still someone that don't like peaches. Like, Amen. That's just how the world is. And Amen. Don't let it affect you, and don't let it bring you down. And I think I saw, like, a post on Facebook or something, and it said something like, someone else's opinion about me is not my business. Like, they can think whatever they want.
Yeah.
And if it's good, great. But if it's bad, okay, that's on them. That's none of my business. And the only thing that I can control is how I treat people and the people that are close to me, you know, my relationships. And
you're going to thrive based off of your work and what you do and how you treat people.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Karma's going to take care of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't let it get to you. Keep your head up. You know, you got this. And don't ever let it get to you and bring you down to where you want to stop lashing, because that's, like, the last thing that you want to do. And I know it's so easy to bring you down, but just remember that there's more good people in the world than there is bad.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. And we hope that you come to LashCon this year,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, hope to see you at LashCon. Yeah. And if you have any questions, DM our Instagram.
Yes, and don't forget, we're going to be a sponsor this year at LashCon. So we're going to have an actual booth like
come
this.
Come and see us.
Yes, with product and just both of us up there and just talking to you.
And if you want to hang out afterwards,
yes,
we'll be there.
Yes, we're going to be at all the after parties and everything. So we hope to see you there. And thank you for tuning in. We really appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye.